School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
For those of you that are new to the show or playing around a little bit today, this is episode number 415 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. It's currently 92 in the studio, and today we're going to talk about how there is no one-size-fits-all for creating a podcast, but we do know the ingredients.
Hit it, Davey. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to hear a little podcast stuff? Am I wasting your time? Well, welcome to the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, and I am your personal podcast coach. You know, I'm not going to be able to do this and play the guitar at the same time, but this is where, here, the soothing sounds of Dave Jackson, where we help you get on the path to pain-free podcasting. I flatten the learning curve. And I'm wasting your time right now, just for the record. Because today, well, it's all about me.
And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Jackson.
And I guess I could sit here and talk about it. I'm actually doing this with my iPhone, which is kind of wild, he said after he unplugged it. And there we go. I unplugged it. It's called an iRig. I actually use this every week on Ask the Podcast Coach. And it's designed to be used with a guitar, so I actually thought I would plug it in. But here's the point. You didn't come here for guitar tips, did you? I don't think so. But this is something that's happening in my life. And it's about an iPhone. So why shouldn't I talk about it now? Because after all, it's all about me.
And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Jackson.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you're like, Dave? Is Dave there? What did you do with Dave?
And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Jackson.
Okay, are we having fun? I'm having fun. Something like that. I don't know. Am I wasting your time? No, I'm not wasting your time because it's all about me. And here's me, I think, playing that. Now I can play with myself. Wait, that doesn't sound right. Okay, I think we've made the point.
And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Jackson.
I want to start off here with a little analogy of, have you ever had a small child try to hit you? Or they're, I want to kick your butt. Nah, nah, nah. And all you do is you stick your arm out and you do a little stiff arm. Right? You just have your hand on his forehead and he's swinging and swinging and swinging, not hitting anything because your arm's about, I don't know, three times taller than he is. And it's fun because he's little and you're not. It's awesome. Keep swinging there, little guy. And it is the picture of frustration because they want to hit you and doggone it, and you took it, and I wanted it, right? And you're just going, oh, man, it's good to be big. It's good to be big. And that is the frustration. And so when you go to Walmart and they go, welcome to Walmart, you're like, great. And you're like, they go, hey, let me tell you about your specials that we have today. You're like, really, I just need some charcoal for my grill. And they're like, all right, well, just if you could hold on a second, just what? No, we're not going to let you in the store just yet. We want to let you know there's some specials on some feminine hygiene projects. And you're like, great, I don't really need those. Thanks anyway. Not really the target market for those, but I do appreciate it. And they go, also, oil is on sale for the car. And you're like, yeah, got it, good. And, you know, we have a blender is on sale as well. You might want to check out the book section. We have a whole bunch of magazines now that feature Kim Kardashian on the front. Like, really, I just need my charcoal. I came here for the charcoal, and if I could just get the charcoal. No, wait. And you're like, what? And they go, we now have food. Great. I'm going to eat some food in a minute. I'm going to eat some burgers if I can just get to the charcoal. They don't do that, do they? No, actually, they just say, welcome to Walmart. And they say, I'm glad you're here. And then they let you in. Well, I'm here to say, I'm glad you're here. If you're new to the show, I'm kind of breaking format today. We talk about all things podcasting. And I guess there are times when I come across like, this is the way you podcast. Well, not always. This is the way, because it is all based on step number one, and that is, who is your audience? Who is your audience? Who is it? Not just, oh, they're females that are 24 to 42. No. What do they think about? What do they believe? Where do they shop? What are their pains? What are their joys? What do they enjoy? What's their favorite movie? Get to know their psychographics, not just their demographics, their psychographics. And that is step one. And obviously, if your audience is not like my audience, well, then it's not going to work. Because different people, different strokes for different folks. And so we're going to talk a little bit about chit chat today. Just a one topic thing. I'm actually in the process of moving my office today. And I'm going to do this without notes, which is a really bad idea. So do as I say, not as I do.
And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Dave Jackson.
And I got an email from my buddy Tina Smith. She does the SavvyHomeschoolMoms.com podcast. She says, hi, Dave from TV. Tiva, Teague. Okay, so I can't read. Hi, Dave. It's Tina from Savvy Homeschool Moms podcast. Again, Tina is a regular emailer to the show, and I deeply appreciate that. She says, question for you. Have you ever listened to this show, Manic Mommies? They are huge. No, seriously, huge. Two moms host a weekly show about the craziness of being a working mom. I told you I couldn't read. Been publishing episodes since the youngest was born, and I believe she's now 8 or 9. So they've been around for a while. They do have a retreat every year called The Escape, and hundreds of women converge on a hotel somewhere in the country. It's changed annually to relax and get away from their hectic, manic lives as mommies. Chevrolet sponsors this for them every year and sponsors their show regularly as well. Well, how cool is that? They also had Sleep Number as a sponsor. I'm sure they've had many of their sponsors over the years. I've only been listening for the past 3 years or so. They're actually the show that spurred me to start our own show because it's so casual and made me feel like podcasting seemed very doable. It is very doable. And almost every show is just chit-chat. That's right, just chit-chat. And I thought, oh, now you got to be kidding me. They don't even always plan things, as far as I can tell from some of their other jabs at themselves. I suspect there is some prep, notes taken, and topics they want to cover. But in general, it sounds pretty off the cuff, but they are funny and they always have stories. Key word there. They always have stories to tell, and their audience adores them. Judging by all the voicemail they receive, they regularly play on the show. I totally love what you teach and have learned so much in giant capital letters from you. First of all, thank you for listening and will continue to be a huge fan. Okay. Now, she didn't say it, but we all know that the next word that typically comes here is but she didn't say but. She just says, just wanted to share a show that really breaks many of the rules you and your guests set out for a good format. Just proof that there are always exceptions to every rule. All right, well, let's listen to this a little bit. You ready? Here's some Manic Mommies.
Manic Mommies is driven by Chevrolet and sponsored by our fabulous gal pals.
Thank you.
Hi, mommies. My name is Jen. I've been a listener for about a year.
Okay, so they're starting off with voicemail. All right, okay.
And I jumped off, and now I'm jumping back on, and I'm actually catching up, and I come on number 367, and you guys are talking about, quitting the law class that you were taking, and I really identified with that in kind of a different way. I was in a sorority when I was in college, and I still live in my college town. And I just recently, I was an advisor this last year, and I just recently...
What is your question?
Backed out of it after a lot of tears, and it was really hard to do, but I realized that I was spending time mm-hmm. with the sorority that was taking away from my year and a half year old son. So I had to make a hard choice for me to back out of it. And my husband fully supported me being a part of my sorority anymore. But it was hard to do, but it was really refreshing to hear you guys talk about how, you know, it's better to say no sometimes because I was just holding on, trying to make it work.
Right.
And it just wasn't working. I can't work full time, have a child, and try to have sanity. So
now, if I'm a working mom, I'm sitting there probably thinking, preach on, sister.
I just appreciate you guys a lot. I really liked hearing that. So thank you. Bye.
This is Kristen.
And I'm Erin.
And you're listening to Manic Mommies, the podcast for moms trying to do it all.
And then some.
Hey, I've been cleaning up my closets and look at what I found.
I know. I noticed that t-shirt.
I haven't
so
worn my.
Okay, it is audio, right? Did I miss something? Is this a video somewhere too?
Cleans like a mother.
Okay.
Mine was too
so
small.
I'm going to let that play in the background. We will occasionally fade that up. Now, here's the thing. I'm not manic, or I might be manic, but I'm not a mommy. And if you go to their show, Working Moms Everywhere will hear themselves in the voices of Erin and Kristen, creators of hosts of Manic Mommies, the weekly podcast for moms trying to do it all. Friends and neighbors and communication professionals Erin Kane and Kristen Brandt are moms juggling careers, children's husbands, and housework and trying not to lose their minds. Living in the same suburban Boston neighborhood, the two moms first met on a beautiful spring day, 2004. That this is funny. When Kristen walked up to Erin's sidewalk and simply introduced herself. After countless Saturday play dates for their toddlers, the women realized they had built an important support group for working moms. The problem was there were only two in it. I'm just saying, are you noticing a lot of details here? Okay, let's see what they're up to.
Cleaning today because, yes, it is a gorgeous weekend and the kids are done. My kids finished on Thursday, so I took Friday off. I was like, I'm making it a long weekend, and we've been outside. We've been outside and at various gatherings all weekend. Like, we had the...
Okay, got it. Good to know. Let's go back to Tina's email. I was just listening to them and then to your show where you were talking about how someone's show was talking about the weather and how chit-chat is not a good idea. Nah, I'm going to refrain that. And was thinking about how we repeatedly get listeners writing in and telling us how their favorite part of the show is the beginning chit chat. How they feel like they're sitting having coffee with friends. They tell us like taking a peek into our lives and they like that. I imagine some like it to commiserate with similar ups and downs. And others find it interesting to peek into the life of somebody unfamiliar to them. And we do talk about the weather when it's relevant. She says like right now it's 100 plus most days. So we talk about it being hot. I suppose it really depends on how it's presented. I find the Manic Mommy show really interesting and assuming, even though I'm not a work out of the home mom and don't send my kids to public school and we don't do any sports, those are basically the three things that they talk about on the Manic Mommy show. Let's prove that.
Like, put on your sun shirt. But this year I was like, okay, fine. I was like, you want more? Got to put more sunscreen on. Yeah, mom. And I'm like, put on more sunscreen. Yeah, mom.
Yep, they're talking about being moms. I always forward to listening to their show, look forward to it. And I know many people say the same thing about our show. But if we presented it in a boring way, I can totally see that's not working. But shared by people that have chemistry and share things in a fun way, it does actually work. And it works very well. Just thought I would share. Now, first of all, Tina's not saying, Dave, you're full of crap. She's just saying there is another way to do this. And I go, yep, there sure is. It sounds like this.
And work for a minute and then stop working. That stuff never really works. But if it's pure aloe, he can basically drink it. You know, it's fine.
I've had plenty of sunburns in my life and I don't really think the aloe works all that much.
Now for me, again, this is not my show. I'm not saying it's a bad show, but I'm going to go, ooh, you ready? This is where Dave hangs himself. In doing counseling with my wife, or I should say wives, I went to counseling with my first wife too. And have you ever heard this? Men and women are different. I know it's hard to believe. I have some proof. Listen.
Tim.
Yeah.
Burn free sit. And now he knows.
I have to actually say, I don't think my kids have gotten bad sunburns, but Brendan, Tommy tends to tan more. He definitely has more of Mike's skin. And Brendan definitely has more of...
Oofa. And so consequently, if I ask my wife, how was your day, honey? She will tell me about her day. And about, I don't know, 20 to 90 minutes later, she will be done with her answer. And she will ask me how my day was. And I'm like, well, I had 15 people in class. Everything went good. And I felt great because I really helped a lot of people. And that's my answer. Now, so in general, not everybody, but men like to kind of get to the point. Maybe. And women, well.
Okay, like, no. You have to, I mean, in my house, it's like usually a wrestling match in the garage where I'm spraying in the air and they're just running away and you're hoping something.
We're 6 minutes in. We're still talking about sunburns.
Spray this in the air enough. The little particles
will hit them.
And
well, that's, yeah. I mean, and that was it. I was, you know.
Now, for the record, when I do the Ask the Podcast Coach show with Jim Cullison, one of the biggest feedbacks that I get from that show is they like that it sounds like two guys just having a conversation. And really, these two women are talking about things that they like, things that they are passionate about, and that is their kids and I'm assuming their jobs and their husbands probably are in there too. And so they talk about what they like, which sounds like that.
All day, right in the heat of the day. And I have umbrellas I put up and I sat under the umbrellas most of the time. And Sophie, like Tommy, you know, she tans. So while she put her sunscreen on too,
all right.
She did not get a burn like he did.
Right. We're 8 minutes in and we're still talking sunburns. This is why, you know, I'm not their target audience. So Dave, what is up with this? What do you mean you have to get to the point? Well, I thought I would share where I get this from. And part of it is, we're all busy. Are you busy? I bet you said yes. I bet you did. I can't see you right now, but I bet you said yes. Raise your hand if you said yes. See, I told you. You're busy. We're all busy. And so at the beginning of the show, right, I played my guitar. You didn't tune in to hear that. But hey, you know what? I found a new toy. It's pretty cool. I thought I'd let you know what I was doing. You're here to learn about podcasting stuff. Yeah, okay, I'll be sure to tell my friends that play the guitar, check out an iRig. It's pretty cool. But that's not what you came here for. So, Joe Polizzi, who is the guy behind Content Marketing Institute and the author of the book Epic Content Marketing, I talked about this a couple weeks ago, that the audience doesn't care about you. Now, realize he's a guy that's saying that. And maybe he didn't listen to this.
No guarantees today. The finals, you know, you never know how it's going to go. So I am happy that Tommy has pitched the maximum number of pitches. So he will not be at the mound today.
That's good. You got to save Tommy's arm. And he basically said the audience, when they start out, they don't care about you. Now, again, that is Epic Content Marketing. And I think that's the other thing that's different here. I don't know that the Manic Mommies are marketing anything. They're just doing a podcast for fun, hanging out with their friends, trying to build a community. It just so happened that a lot of people, again, see themselves in the host here. John Maxwell, in the book Everyone Communicates, Few Connect, talks about in, I think it's chapter 2, getting to the point. Again, that don't waste your audience's time. Get to the point. So why do I think these things? Because I read people like that. John Maxwell is a very famous author. But again, he's often talking about leaders. He's often talking about business. One of my favorite books, you know what? It's pretty much my favorite book. When I think about it, I'm not sure what I would want to read more. In Business is definitely one of my favorite ones. It is my favorite business book. And that is, of course, Platform by Michael Hyatt. And Michael Hyatt, we'll talk about him in a minute. But in his book, Platform, Getting Noticed in a Noisy World, I believe is the tagline for that. The point is, it's not about you. It's about your audience. What would they find compelling? Now, I'm not their audience, but maybe if you're a female, you're listening to this going, hey, turn that back up.
Your recommendation for incoming third graders, and what is your dream? And so a lot of them were like, you know, my favorite memory was the mud run, or my favorite memory was like some activity. And My recommendation for the third graders is that you do your best and do your homework. And not.
Okay, so I don't find that compelling, but maybe you do. Again, I'm not saying it's bad. It just doesn't work for me. I'm not a manic mommy. Chris Brogan, you may have heard that name. He's the guy that started PodCamps. And in an article on Content Marketing Institute, he says, what doesn't work well is when people misunderstand the tools and aren't really producing something. Instead, they are just having chit chat. There are a lot of people that think pressing record is the same as creating content. I always tell people just press record and get started. But somewhere along the way, you've got to try to come up, you have to try and up your game and make something worthwhile. So here's the thing, Tina, you find this show has value because I know one of the funniest phone calls, and here's an example. I'm going to tell you a personal story that ties in with the content we're talking about, and that is days when you want to kill your kids. My mom she laughed so hard. My cousin called her, and she had two small children. I think there were probably like 2 and 4. And she called my mom crying, and she said to my mom, I want to kill my children. Now, she didn't actually want to kill them, but they were basically driving her manic. And I could see my cousin Becky wanting to listen to this show at that time because you feel like a horrible mother when you want to kill your kids. Moms aren't supposed to want to kill their kids. And yet she did. And my mom gave her some insights on, look, that's normal. Kids are going to drive you crazy. They give you the best and the worst. So that would be somebody who would like manic mommy. And so in the case where Becky, my cousin Becky, called my mom, you are listening to the manic mommies. You're listening to Kristen and Aaron. And you're able to go, yeah, they're just like me.
So the day to buy them was this Monday, and this past Monday. And Monday was the day I was volunteering at the golf tournament. So I was driving over, and Mike was also volunteering at we'd both taken the day off. We were both volunteering at the golf tournament. So I'm driving into the golf course.
Okay, so that actually sounds like a story. And again, stories always work. They always work. But on the other hand, there's a reason why I say that. Most people that listen to, quote, regular radio hate it. They really, really hate it. And so why is that? Well, because there's so many stinking commercials. It's just all ridiculous, right? It's just crazy. And so I've used this stat before. There's a guy in Cleveland named Mike Trevisano. And I've never understood this. When he's on when you actually tune in to Mike Trevisano, he actually plays clips telling you to listen to Mike Trevisano. And when I download his first hour of his radio show, it's 37 minutes. That looks like there's 23 minutes of commercials, or 38% of his show is commercials. It's not about the content. It's about selling people. It's about whatever. But 38% is, I would then say, now I'm connecting two dots that maybe don't connect, but I'm saying, if you're saying you don't like radio because there's too many commercials, or they don't get to the point, or they're just whatever, blabbering, maybe then 38% is the mark we look at and go, that's whoa, that's way too much. I know I pop in and out of Leo Laporte's This Week in Tech, but there are times when Leo will do like, I don't know, a 30-minute Audible ad. It just seems that way. And, but on the other hand, Leo is making a ton of cash. He's actually one of the highest paid podcasters. And we'll talk about that in a second. In the meantime, what's happening over at the Manic Mommies?
Don't get charged for it. I mean, it's not really, we call it a yearbook.
I'm sure you paid some activity fee to cover that.
I don't know. I mean, it was clear. And what was funny about it is, that Steve goes, it's already looks dated. And it's because every kid used like Microsoft Word art, and you know, I mean, it was done by a volunteer and all the little.
Okay. So, but that doesn't mean that if you like chit chat, you shouldn't do it. By all means, if it's your show, and you can do with it what you want. And there are plenty of people that talk about themselves and it's not hurting their podcast at all. Now, I'm going to say something here and I'm going to talk about somebody who is, quote, my competition. I consider him a friend and I would say this, and you know what? He knows this. Well, you know who I'm talking about. I won't say his name, but you know who I'm talking about. I'll go that way. But for the record, I would say this to his face. He knows this. It's nothing new. In fact, he said he had two episodes recently where he admitted that he didn't have time to do show prep. And, you know, I kind of gave him a pass on that because most of his show was about 98% about his move. I get that. When I get done with this recording, I'm going to move. Okay? So I get that he's busy. And for the record, I'm kind of in the same boat here. I don't have a whole lot of time for show prep, but Tina sent in this email and I did some research and I looked back at the books that I've read and where I got that and I had to dig those out. And so what I did is I went in and looked at, I actually dissected this person's show. And the last show he did, he said, I'm back to normal. This is me doing, and I'm doing a short monologue. Well, that short monologue was 12 minutes. And at the end of the show, he started talking again about something that was not podcast related. And this is a podcast that's in theory about podcasting. And that was another, he said, clicking once on the file, 13 minutes. So a show here that was an hour long is 24 minutes of not talking about podcasting in this case. And if we take 24 and do some quick math, that means there's 36 minutes of content. If you divide that by 36, that means that only 60% of his content is actually about the topic. So it's 40% talking about him in this case. And you know what? It's his show. He can do that. And that's fine. And that's really one of the things. So when I say you shouldn't do chit chat, well, it's mainly because the people I know say, yeah, it can really get kind of crazy. And, you know, it may sound like this.
751.
Oh, my God. No, that is insane.
Some of them.
I stopped curating crap in like second grade. It's like my kids only got to second grade and then it just stopped. and now we do like.
Okay, that is kind of funny. So I'm just letting that run in the background. And that's fine. There's no rule that says you're never going to get popular if you chit chat. There's no rule that says nobody will listen if you just do chit chat. I just know in the circles I run in, and for the record, most of the people I run with, most of the people I talk with, they're of the male persuasion. And that doesn't mean that guys don't like chit chat. They do. They like to catch up. I don't know that they do it or they appreciate it as much as women. Way back on Podcasters Roundtable, round five, I believe it was. I wasn't even involved in this episode. We talked about podcasting pet peeves. And so here's what those people had to say.
Well, Dave Jackson, he gave a great quote. He said, don't start an hour-long podcast if you only have 38 minutes of material. Start a 39-minute podcast. So I thought that was kind of funny. But there is rebuttal to that, which is what we always want to see. And Corey Feinerman, hopefully I'm saying that right, his audience likes when they go off topic. And, you know, because it really lets the personalities come through, right? People. So I think that it really is, again, a situation of niche base. Obviously, you know, taking a broad stroke for any one podcast is never going to work out. But, you know, think about your intros. If that's part of your show and people like it, then, you know, it's something maybe to work with. And but does anyone have anything to say with getting to the point?
So here, I want to stop that there. And Ray hit it on the nail on the head. There is no one size fits all for podcasting. There are things that we think we can do to engage our audience, but my audience is not going to be like your audience. You know, the Manic Mommies aren't going to want to have a bunch of podcasters. We're going to have different people. So there is no one size fits all.
But no, I'm right there. You know, when I listen to a podcast and there's a minute long, song at the beginning, or what even makes it worse is right at the beginning, they want to talk about their day, their week, their spouse, their dog, and they're complaining about it right from the get go. And I want to listen to, you know, just the meat of it. And I have to go through all of this before I can actually hear what I want to hear.
So it is a tough one, because does anyone here have a show where they do a lot of chit chat up front, or are we all getting to the point? I see a hand raised in a tiny box. We're going to go now. We're going to go to our man on the scene, Daniel M. Clark.
Well, my main show, Zap, is actually, we wing it a lot. But that's only because we've been doing it for so long that it's easy for us to get into a groove.
Now, I'll stop it there. Again, I'm not a huge fan of winging it. I talked about different comedic geniuses that were in improv groups. And I've seen a lot of improv. And I've seen a lot of improv. I've seen some very funny things. I've also seen a lot of things that just bombed.
I go in with a couple of bullet points at the top, but more often than not,
that means you're not winging it, by the way. If you have bullet points, you've thought about it.
5 minutes before we start recording, I get my co-host on Skype and I go, "Hey man, what's going on with you? let's talk about what we're going to do on the show today, you know?" And because of that, we take a minute or two or three at the very beginning of the show to say, "Hey, how are you? What's going on? How are things?" But that's the format of the show. The entire show is very conversational, and it's not necessarily educational. We're not trying to teach people things. So there's no meat of it to get to, if that makes sense.
There we go. No meat. It's all icing. That's okay. It's your show. Meanwhile, back at the Manic Mommies.
And granted, I have to go through them too, because I'm like, oh, this is the pictures from when I went to a client's grand opening and I used my camera. So I got to pull those out and send them to work. And these are from when I did that sign audit at this other client. And
yeah, okay. So again, I'm not their target audience. But my point here, let's bring it on home. I know Dave's having a lot of fun here, is for me, in my opinion, and this is where I would love your opinion. Call them in, 888-563-3228. If you're on the phone, if you're listening on a phone, dial 888-563-3228. That spells 888, I believe. If you just spell that out on the phone, it'll get you right here. And or go to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact. We've had this conversation before. We've talked about chit-chat, and that's why Tina's saying, hey, just so you know, other people are doing the chit-chat thing, and they're doing fine. You know what? You're right. We're not all, thank goodness, we're not all going to do the exact same podcast. And some of you will have different styles and some of you won't. It's the median isn't going to change. The medium isn't going to change. Let me tell you a story. I remember once when I was growing up and I'd heard about the great B.B. King, who I actually got to see last year. And, you know, this great blues legend. And, I was listening to people like Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I was like, Mom, can I stay up and watch The Tonight Show? So I wasn't listening to Stevie if I had to ask permission. But anyway, I'd heard about this guy. I was playing the guitar and this great B.B. King. And so, you know, they introduced B.B. King, and I'm waiting for the guy to just come out and shred because he's the great B.B. King. And he said something like, my house burned down. And then he went, swing. Swing, my house burned down. Swing, swing, oh, my house burned down to the ground. Swing, 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 swing. And I'm like, the dude's playing one note. Now, on the other hand, there's a Swedish guitar player named Yngwie Malmsteen. This guy plays 900 million notes a minute. And I saw him once. And I am going to relate this to podcasting here in a second. I saw him once. I saw Pat Travers and Ted Nugent, okay, these rock bands. And Yngwie was in a little band called Alcatraz, opened up. And Yngwie came out, and literally he sounds like a fax machine. It's like when he plays the guitar. It's ridiculously fast. And I was just like, wow, I'm never going to be that good. Amazing, amazing guitar player. But he also then played with his teeth. Now, the interesting thing is, most people probably thought, look, he's doing a Jimi Hendrix because Jimi Hendrix played with his teeth. Technically, for the record, and there's video to prove this, he was doing a Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy ripped off, or Jimi Hendrix ripped off everything he did, except probably lighting the guitar on fire, from Buddy Guy. So then what happened? You guessed it. Yngwie played with his teeth. Pat Travers came out. He played with his teeth. Guess what? Ted Nugent came out. You guessed it. He played with his teeth. They all had to copy each other because if they did it, they did it. So, Dave, what the heck does this have to do with podcasting? They all played the guitar. Six strings, 28 frets, whatever it is. They all had different styles. And how they put themselves into that instrument comes out in many different ways. And some people love swing, and other people like brrr. It's up to you. However you want to play it. That is what makes you an artiste. That is what makes you, you. And there's nothing wrong with going swing, and there's nothing wrong with...
We're even single moms who are saying yes to everything and coordinating every party and all.
Right? There's nothing wrong with that. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not. I just know in my circles, now again, my circle is mainly men, but ladies, I love you. I love you. I love you, ladies. And I think we need more ladies in podcasting because you guys do like to talk. You do. You know you do. Come on. Fire up a microphone. And, but some people do like it when you get to the point. I just read a stat the other day. I was doing the Crazy Egg podcast. You can find that over at podcast.crazyegg.com. They're a company that does, it's like a Google Analytics on steroids. And you can get a free 30-day trial by going to podcast.crazyegg.com. And I was reading an article about how when people get to your website, they spend 6 seconds. 6 seconds. That's my other reason why I say, you know, maybe we ought to get to the point. Maybe we ought to, while they're here, we finally got them here. Maybe we ought to give them something that they tell other people about. And that's the other thing I want to talk about here. And again, I'm going to quote from the book Platform by Michael Hyatt. And this is in the chapter called Bacon the Wow. He calls, now not bacon, not, no, this isn't like fried pig, Bake in the Wow. And he says, he talks about resonance, a wow experience. That's what Michael calls great content. A wow experience touches the heart. It resonates at a deep level. Now, in reality, maybe this, if you're a mom.
Oh, was $1 million. I was going to say, because I've worked on public television shows, and a $4 million is like, that's crazy town.
There you go. That's in, but that's behind the scenes content that you get, you can't get from anyplace else. But maybe that really reaches you at a deep level. Michael says it sometimes causes goosebumps or even tears. I remember watching my two, notice Michael, he makes a point. How does he explain his point? Through a personal story. I'm telling you, that's the recipe. I remember watching my two granddaughters play on the beach for the first time. They were joy personified as they chased the waves and the waves chased them. I thought to myself, oh, to be that young. But he talks about how that touched his heart. And that is the key. Let me read you just a couple of things here from the rest of this chapter. A wow experience connects you to something transcendent. You experience purpose, you experience meaning, or even God. And then what did he do? He explains it with a personal thing. He talks about clarity. A wow experience creates a moment when you see things with more clarity than ever before. You suddenly get it in a new way. And maybe you are sitting there going, you know, Dave, I was trying to figure out how to do my podcast using your tips. And I don't know. I don't want to get to the point. I'm here to tell you, I would prefer you get to the point, but maybe I'm not your audience. And that's where I say, step one, can you hear me hitting my fist? Step one is, who is your audience? And ask them, what do they want to hear? Ask them what their pains are. And then here, six, a wow experience creates timelessness. You aren't thinking about the past. You aren't even thinking about the future. Instead, you are fully present in what is happening now. So wow is all about the now. Universality. A true wow experience. I can't pronounce that, Michael. A true wow experience is nearly universal. Almost everyone will experience in the similar way. Evangelism. A wow experience has to be shared. It has to. You can't contain it. You immediately begin thinking about all the people you wish were with you. And after the experience, you recommend it. It's just unconditional. You have to talk about it. That is wow content. And for Tina, maybe this is wow content.
My kids are going to learn nothing this summer, and I'm okay with it. I have to say, Tommy has pretty much always been, except for the year we first moved here, a voracious reader, which is good.
Right.
He read...
Okay, for the record, I'm starting to get sucked in by this because I want to know more about Tommy. Longevity. The shy never wears off a wow experience. You can experience it again and again without growing tired of it. For the record, that story about B.B. King, I don't know, probably 7 years old. So it's a while ago. A wow experience makes you proud in a good way. You're glad to be associated with it. You feel privileged as if you were in an entitled group, but at the same time humbled that you've had the experience. And then again, he goes into a story. So if you haven't read Platform, I bet my regular audience is like, yeah, Dave's talking about Platform again. It's a great book. It's really, and actually, just to tell you the truth, I didn't realize that I had the audiobook that I've listened to twice now. I just bought the Kindle book because I'm like, I need to make notes in this. So it is a really good book. Again, to wrap this up, your podcast is your podcast. You know your audience better than I do. I can tell you what I've read and realize maybe there's a difference between some podcasts that are just out to build community and another podcast that is actually a company's marketing arm or an entrepreneur's way of trying to sell you things. And on the Ask the Podcast Coach, I love that show. I love this show. I love all my shows. I don't have a favorite, if you're wondering. Am I your favorite? No. I love you all the same. But it is cool that I have that live chat room. And there are those that are saying they're kind of getting tired of being sold. And that's one of the things that you have to watch about in a podcast. If people feel like you're selling something to them, that gets a little old. You have to watch how hard you sell things. So maybe that's the other part of it. Maybe some of this is we're talking about content marketing and some of it we're just talking about connecting with your audience. And that's where you get stuff like this.
Happy with. But right. When we were given the list was broken up into like, you know, sci-fi and fantasy, you know, historical fiction, biographies and autobiographies. And he was like, I only want to look at the part of the list that is.
Okay. Just for the record, did you hear all the detail there? I'm just saying. A guy would have said, yeah, they gave me a list of books. I'm just saying. Send your dirty, nasty, upset letters to dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. So it is your show. Do your show. Make the best show you can. Make content that connects with people, that touches their heart. And in the future, I'm going to give you some tips on how you pick your topic, partly based on a speech I heard from Michael Hyatt, partly due on a speech I heard from Ray Edwards, who is a phenomenal podcast over at rayedwards.com. You can find Michael Hyatt at michaelhyatt.com. I'll put links to these out in the show notes, which, of course, you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com. And we'll also be talking about a little bit about podcast monetization. I was going to talk about it today, but literally I am sweating profusely right now. And, you know, let's not go too much information on that. It's just it's nasty in here. That's why I'm moving, because not only is it bad for me to be in 92 degree heat, it's not good to have my guitars in here. And I hope if you're new to the show, I want to say hello to every single one of my first time listeners. I'm so glad you're here. All I ask is if you ever feel like tuning out, give me not one, not two, but three listens before you go. Inspired, entertained, and educated is the goal of this show. You're going to leave better than you did when you showed up. Now, if you've had enough of me after three, I thank you for the opportunity. You rock, my friend. God bless. For me, I never want to stiff arm my audience. I never want to say, I'm not going to let you get to the meat and potatoes just yet. I want you to hear about me, because from my chair, It's all about you. And how can I help you? How can I help you avoid the podcasting pitfalls? How can I help you find ways to better connect with your audience? How can I help you understand what the heck's an RSS feed? And what microphone should I buy? And do I need a mixer? That's what I do. And so that's me. You're you. You tell me what you're doing and if it's working. I would love to hear it. We call those because of my podcast stories. And if you can answer the question, because of my podcast, blank. You know, the manic mommies can say, because of my podcast, I'm getting money from Chevy. So shut your trap, Dave. And I'd be like, hey, you know what? You're affecting people. You're touching people's hearts by all means. Keep doing your chit chat because it works for your audience. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're ready to start a podcast, I would love to help you. And we will help touch your audience. That'll be step one. Who's your audience? What do they want to hear? So I'm just telling you right there, when you join the School of Podcasting, it's the first two questions you got to have answers for. And if not, I'll help you find them. But that's what you need to know, because there's no sense creating content that nobody wants to hear, that's not going to touch anybody. So thank you so much. Next week will be from the new studio, and that'll be fun, because there's nothing more fun than picking up everything you own and moving it 5 blocks north. Take care. Remember, time to live a life worth podcasting about. And until next week, class is dismissed. God bless. Take care. Hey, I forgot to mention, I saw a strategy from a new member of the School of Podcasting, David Hooper. He's doing a giveaway. You can win Amazon TVs, iPod Nanos, Amazon Kindles, Google Chromecast, all sorts of fun stuff. Check it out at redpodcast.com/giveaway. Number one, just to see what other people are doing in terms of promotion, and also a great looking website and a fun podcast. Check it out again, redpodcast.com/giveaway. Good luck, Dave.